Lord, that you have called us together to worship you in spirit and in truth this morning. We celebrate the life of Yeshua moving in us, given freely for us. Your word calls us to worship you and to love you with all of who we are, and that's our intent this morning.
I will lift my hands to the Lord my God. Thank you. Okay, I'm just going to read a series of passages because they all kind of strung together in my mind and stemming from the portion. The first one is from Leviticus chapter 10. It's verses 3 and just verse 3, actually. Then Moses said to Aaron, "It is what the Lord spoke, saying, 'By those who come near me, I will be treated as holy, and before all the people, I will be honored.' So Aaron, therefore, kept silent." And then the next thing that came to mind was in Romans chapter 1, verse 21. "For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures." And then to round it out, in chapter 3, beginning in verse 9, same book, Romans. "What then? Are we better than they? Not at all. For we have already charged that both Jews and Greeks are all under sin. As it is written, 'Therefore, there is none righteous, not even one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become useless. There is none who does good. There is not even one. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues they keep deceiving. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their path, and the path of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be closed and all the world may become accountable to God. Because by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. For through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ, in Messiah Yeshua, for all those who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Messiah Yeshua, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness, because in the forbearance of God, he passed over the sins previously committed. Where then is boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? Of works? No, but by a law of faith. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from the works of law."
Dean, a few things stood out to me that were thankfulness and people with cursing on their mouths, and then boasting. And I think a huge part of acknowledging the glory of God is being thankful. And I know I've been struggling with that and with some negativity that could probably qualify as cursing. And it's just like, we're here. There's always something miraculous in us being here, no matter
what's happening, and I know that sounds a little cliched, but just like to sit back and go, oh, actually, like all of this stuff that I have came from him, and like, why not be thankful? So I just feel like even if you're down or just not sure what to do, you can always still acknowledge the fact that everything you have came from somewhere and say thank you for it and be grateful and speak blessing out of your mouth.
I just want to second Sylvie's testimony of being grateful and being thankful, and just give a testimony of my gratefulness and thankfulness to the Lord for in times of really, really deep distress, working with just fragile human beings that really, really need him. This week I've had clear moments of the peace that passes all understanding, and the clarification for me that I am set apart, and that God has set me apart, for which I am very, very grateful for. And I am grateful for the peace that passes all understanding, and the quietness and the stillness of what God gives me. I'm very grateful for it.
I just wanted to say something that occurred to me during worship. Lately I've been going through some very tough things. Lately being in the past months, I feel like I've been in slavery. You know, I'm immediately, what occurred to me in worship is that God has freed me and delivered me from slavery, and I feel like in this period of my life, he really has set me free, and my heart goes back to Egypt, and wants what was in Egypt, and I have to remind myself that he is, what he has for me now is better, and I don't know if I can tell you really what was really going on in my mind, but I think about the Passover that we just had, and how things look. You know, I think about, I ask why, Lord, why, you know, you allowed me to go into slavery, and you set me free, and you brought me through the desert. Because I felt like I've been in a desert. And I've grumbled, and I feel like I've gone through all of what the Israelites went through. And he's finally set me free, and I've gone through the Red Sea, and I'm at the other side, and my heart goes back to Egypt. And I just want to give glory to God for where I am right now, because his mercy and his grace are with me. And it's really tough, but I want to acknowledge that he has set me free, and what I have now is better.
Choose the fear of the Lord. We choose.
choose the fear of the Lord. We reverence you, Lord.
We reverence you, Lord.
I just wanted to say one thing for Judah and for anyone who, any one of us who feels like we're in a desert. There are times where we can feel like we're in a desert. But there was a rock that traveled with them in the desert, and the rock gave water. And we're told in the New Testament, in Hebrews, we're told that that rock was Messiah. And Messiah told the woman at the well that I will give you living water. And once you drink of this water, you will never thirst again.